This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward toward the U.S. mainland. Dorian is moving west at about 13 kilometers per hour with a maximum sustained wind of 240 kilometers per hour. It is expected to stay on its current track for the next day or two and then turn slightly to the northwest. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis warned his citizens to be ready for huge storm surges.
I am 6'1". The surge I expected to be 2 to 3 times my height. What this would mean is that homes may potentially be completely submerged with water.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned his citizens that they should remain prepared even if the storm does turn.
I would remind people, as you're looking at these forecasts, you know, a bump in one direction or the other could have really significant ramifications in terms of impact.
The National Hurricane Center is warning that Dorian could produce as much as 30 centimeters of rain along the southeastern United States and could cause life-threatening flash floods. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a Taliban attack that started late Friday night. Afghan officials said the dead included both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. That attack started early Saturday morning and set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. These attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. This is VOA News. Protesters set fires